Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, this is Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions again today. Let's see what our first question is. Sharon has said, I need to figure out something lovely to wear at home in the evening before it's pyjama time. I have no problem pulling together outfits for cocktail parties that I never actually go to, but that everyday simple casual things stump me. And I know this can be really hard, and I think this is where that loungewear, that category of loungewear fits in. It needs to be comfortable, hopefully a reasonable amount of style. You know, that if somebody knocked on the door or something, that you wouldn't be embarrassed to answer it. It's not like you've actually just slipped into your pajamas. One of the things I have, it's almost like a kind of tracksuit type set. It's like a jogger pant with a loose kind of knit top, cowl neck, got a little pocket at the front, very comfy. I look for those sorts of things, often in the activewear department of the store. You'll find some of these kind of more loungy wear, somewhere between pajamas and active wear, I think, is often what you're looking at for this loungewear. One of the things to think about, particularly with things like if you're wearing tracksuit pants and stuff, is that they don't get too old and frayed out and just baggy and saggy. That's when the loungewear just becomes really, you know, less attractive, and probably you wouldn't want to answer the door. So I'd be looking for something like a yoga pant, or a, you know, like you can almost get some quite dressy yoga pants. You can get these kind of jogger pants, things like that, which have a little form and structure. You can get just like some t-shirts, like some reasonably cheap, you know, they don't have to be expensive t-shirts. Things like that for summer can really be good. In winter, you might want to add a kind of knit jumper, as we used to call them when I was young in the 80s, the Sloppy Joe. Don't know why it was called the Sloppy Joe, but that kind of sweatshirt sweater that you could think about. So that would probably be an idea of some loungewear. It's never the most attractive thing. We tend not to, you know, to accessorize and all those sorts of things like we might with other things. I really think it's something that you've got to figure out what works for you. But looking around, it's often just keeping it in good condition. And then once it's hit that point where you think, you know, it's just washed out, it's baggy and saggy, let it go and find something else. But yes, I know what you mean. This is where your activewear can be quite a good thing to wear because it's comfortable, it's stretchy. You can sit around on the couch, you know, all those sorts of things that we want to do, and easily washable too, and requires no ironing or other maintenance that, you know, is a bit of a hassle with clothing, isn't it? Hopefully that's helped you. I know what you mean though. It's not the easiest category of clothes to find. Okay, so next question from Laurie. The warm muted tone, darker tones suit my enigmatic colouring easily, but I find summer poses a real challenge to a strongly muted palette like mine. How can I lighten up my wardrobe for summer and still be muted? Well, you've got to remember that colour has three properties. We have the value, that is how light or dark it is, so you are overall darker. Your intensity, there's a bright to muted and you are overall muted. And then there is the undertone, warm or cool, and you are warm. So the thing is we can have light, warm, muted colours that actually look quite summery. In fact, the last few seasons, I've been seeing masses of the soft, lighter, warm pinks around. I've been seeing a few of the soft, lighter, warm blues as well. And some of the, like the sagey, soft, olivey greens. They are all brilliant colours for someone like you to wear in summer. It's just remembering that we want to, you know, we may want to lighten our palette up a bit for summer, but it doesn't have to become really light. You're thinking medium rather than light when you have a darker palette. And remember, you do also have your value contrast to play with. So some of your summer clothes, you know, will be in the lightness of your skin, potentially. And so therefore, you know, we can just add small elements of depth to bring that depth in to your outfit. So you could do that with an accessory. It doesn't have to be dark all over. But thinking about if you've got darker colouring, no matter your palette, in summer often people feel, I want to go lighter. Well, just go more to the medium tones rather than the really dark tones. And then always doing them in your intensity. And see, but the thing is, I've seen masses of light summer clothing in muted colours over the last actually 2 years in stores. So I think it's all there. You just have to look for it sometimes. And avoid anything too dark in the middle of summer if that makes you feel too hot. But avoid anything too bright. The thing is, if over summer there have been many softer, warmer, lighter colours around. So it's just thinking about just overall lighting it up rather than going really, really light and going pastel and going bright, which are other colours you often see in summer. But honestly, here in Australia, the last couple of summers, the main colour has been around is what I'd call the intriguing pink, but also works for the enigmatic. So it really is a soft, warm, light, muted sort of soft, salmon-y, corally sort of colour, which has been everywhere. So, and also lots and lots of those soft olivey greens have been around as well, which really also suits you and would work perfectly well in summer. Okay, final question for today. Leanne, I'm wondering if it really bugs you to see people in their totally wrong colours. Yes and no. A bit like a doctor, Leanne. You know, it's that sort of thing. When you do something for a job and you're looking at it all day, every day, you do learn to switch off a bit. where, you know, you learn to, you know, going, I'm not going to spend all my time looking at it because I've got to switch off. I've got to actually think about something else. So there's an element of switching off. And the other thing that I look at, when I see people in the completely wrong colours, I'll often think, well, they don't know what I know. They could look so much better, but I'm not here to, you know, grab people in the street and tell them that they're doing something wrong. The only thing that bugs me is it's when people who are colour and, you know, analysts are wearing completely the wrong colours, where I just think, oh, that colour really doesn't relate to them. I think, well, if you're, you know, doing this as a job, you should be wearing your right colours. That's really only where it bugs me. But for everybody else, it doesn't bug me at all. Because I just think you don't know what I know. And so that's okay. It's like, I don't know whatever is their job. I don't have that knowledge either. So just like that, you know, it sometimes makes me feel a bit ill, but it doesn't bug me in that way. So one of the things I notice when I'm doing colour analysis, I really get a gut feeling about it. I get a gut reaction to the colours. So therefore, when I'm thinking about, looking at somebody's colours, I am getting this gut feeling, but I'm not actually getting all worked up about it when it's not something that, if somebody hasn't asked me about it, I'm not judging you. As I always tell my friends, because, you know, like, this is one of the things, often people think, oh no, I don't know what I'm going to go and see Imogen, and then I have to get dressed up and there's a lot of stress. And really, it's like, if you're not paying me at the time for a consultation, I'm not judging you. In fact, you're probably judging me way harsher than I am ever judging you. So that is something to remember, that, I'm not making judgments in the same way other people may make judgments. But it is something, you know, you certainly do notice. And I do appreciate, though, when I see someone wearing colours that make them look amazing, actually, I feel more of an appreciation. So rather than it bugging me when people aren't wearing the right colours, I think, oh my God, that person looks so amazing and they're wearing these beautiful colours and they're really creating beautiful balance and harmony in their appearance. And that is really exciting and gorgeous. That's what I like. I like to see people when they're, you know, looking really lovely. So there you go. Please do send me your questions. And of course, if you want a colour analysis, if you'd like my advice, more than happy for you to come and see me. And I'm more than happy to give you that advice. You can find out more on my website, which is bespokeimage.com.au if you'd like a personal consultation. Can even do colour online, of course, as well. Or, of course, my 7 Steps to Style program, which covers the entire gamut of colour and style as well. And it's online. You can be done from anywhere in the world. Do send me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And I look forward to talking to you again soon and answering more of your colour and style questions. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.